bend, you know. Whatever you call it, I don't know. Some of us got bigger veil or something. I don't know what that veil might be now. Mm. But I see it, them hauling it by hand, and it'll take one or two on a truck, it's about all they can put on it.
Yes, ma'am.
It's so big.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's different to what we used to do. We used to use the regular baler.
Yes, ma'am. This kind of rolls it up.
Mm-hmm. Well, you roll it up, and a lot of people have just hauled it and put it in the barn.
Mm-hmm.
And use it as they want to and don't do nothing to it. It's for their own use, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And a lot of people stacks it.
Mm-hmm.
And out in pastures, mm-hmm, and let the cows go there and eat.
Mm-hmm.
Different ways you can do it. But not a lot of people selling it, you know. Now this man's done fixed 250 bales, I believe he told me yesterday down here.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's selling his.
Yes, ma'am. I don't see too many haystacks around anymore, do you?
No, I don't see them haystacks no more.
I guess they're just baling it off.
I guess they're baling it off.
Mm-hmm.
They used to would stack them around.
Mm-hmm. Was there a part of the barn where you could keep some hay, store hay?
It used to be. And lots of barns are built just for that.
Whole barn?
Uh-huh. Now, E.W. Glocho has got a barn just for that.
Hmm.
But now he bales it and puts it in there.
Did some people just use the upper part of the barn for the hay?
And I've known people just use upper parts of the bale. Now, Belma Heath, that woman stopped here a while ago and went on.
Hmm.
She just used upper part of her barn for hay.
What do you call that upper part?
Let's see, what does she call that? Up in the loft, I believe.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Up in the loft, I believe that's what she called it.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people talk about just small piles of hay raked up in the field?
Mm-hmm.
What would that be?
Just a little pile.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard the word windrows?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That's where they just windrow it. Don't pile it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It make a long row.
Yes, ma'am.
And don't pile it.
I see. Yeah. What kind of animals did you have on your farm?
Apples.
Animals.
We had mules.
Mm-hmm.
We always used mules. We never did. We had riding horses.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever ride much?
I never was no hand to ride a horse. I was scared to death of them.
Really?
But I always used them in a buggy, so I had a buggy horse. And I'd hitch him up and go anywhere in the world I wanted to in a buggy, but I wasn't going to ride now.
Mm-hmm.
And we had mules in the field. But my good old buggy horse finally died. You know, we began getting cars then.
Yes, ma'am. Did you have any kind of shelter for your cows or horses?
We did. Mm-hmm. When we had cows, we had shelters and places for them, but they don't fix shelters now for them.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder why. They seem to depend on thickets more than they do anything else from them.
Seems like nowadays you'd expect to see some kind of shelter.
Well, they don't. They depend on thickets.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see nobody with a shelter for a cow now.
What kind of shelter did y'all have?
Well, we all, Ori Grease,